Hi there, Christoph Trapp here with the Authentic Storytelling Project, and today I want to talk about the importance of photos in our blog posts. Now, obviously, people look at images, right? And you know the saying, a picture is worth a thousand words, etc., etc. So photos are important in our blog post. But we can't just pick any kind of photo. We shouldn't probably just go and buy a stock art photo that's already been used on who knows how many other blogs. The best photos are the ones that have something to do with the story that we're sharing, that are authentic, and that are unique. Now, sometimes people say, well, that takes a lot of time. How do I get a photo for this? Now I have to write it. Then I have to get a photo. Then I have to do something else. Then I have to do this, etc., etc. We're just adding steps to the content creation and gathering process. But think about it this way. Adding authentic, unique, and relevant photos really adds to the story, and it makes you stand out. And you can use them in different channels, of course, too. You can use them with a blog post, on social media, maybe get on Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter. You can use them in all those places. So how do you get to getting a good photo? The best and easiest way to do it, in my opinion, is to think about the photo while you're writing and sometimes as you're reporting the story that you are writing. Now, if it's a first-person story, obviously you don't really go out and interview people or something like that, or if it's from your own experience. But as you're thinking about a topic, think about the photo. So, for example, I walk my six-year-old, who blogs over at kidsandtech.net, I walk her to school, right? So if I were to do a blog post about her walking to school, I would take some kind of photo that shows us walking to school. Now, if I don't want to show her face, I could take a picture of our feet. I could take a picture of her down the way, a little way, and just show her from behind so you really can't tell who it is. I could show a picture of her school if I wanted to, if I didn't mind showing where her school is or what the name of her school is. But there are all kinds of different ways. I'll give you another example. My fitness blog, myfitnesstips.org, I did a blog post where I talked about exercise tips for the traveling gym rat. And that is really not that difficult to get a photo, right? If you work out in the gym at the hotel, take a picture of the gym. If you, for example, I mentioned that it's important that I take the steps instead of the elevator. I took a picture of the steps shooting up the stairway. So there's all kinds of different ways to illustrate the story that we are trying to show. Another tool that might come in handy is Adobe Voice. Now, I'm recording this podcast on the mobile podcaster app for WordPress. But a new app, it's available for the iPad, is Adobe Voice. And on there, you can tell a story, just like I'm doing it on here, that you hold the iPad in front of your mouth and you just talk. Now, Adobe Voice is a little more structured. Here, I just talk, and when I'm done saying everything that comes to mind, I'm done. Adobe Voice actually gives you an outline for specific topics. And then you talk for a few seconds, and then you push stop, and then you offer another thought, stop recording, another thought, etc., etc., and so forth. So then you go back and you actually add photos to the specific thoughts. So every few seconds, there should be a new photo. What I have found, and I've done video production, which is a very similar concept for a number of years now, I have found it's a very good tool to think about the visuals for your story in a very structured way. When you look at some of the Adobe Voice podcasts that I have done, it's hard. It's hard to do. Depending on the topic, getting pictures takes time. But they are important. They make our stories better. They make them more visual. People can look at the photo. Sometimes it's as simple as taking a photo of something that's right there. So for example, I did an Adobe Voice podcast about how I used to cook eggs on the stove, right? So I took a picture of a pod on the stove. Now, that picture is not going to win me any award. It's not anything special, but it still kind of gets the point across. If I wanted to be a little more artsy, I could add a filter, something like that, make it look a little different. The point is, how do we make it unique? Even a photo like that is better. It's more unique to me, more relevant, and it still kind of tells the story than a photo I would buy for $5 or whatever the cost is on a stock photo site. So something to keep in mind as you're advancing your storytelling career, your storytelling site, how do you get unique photos? Behind-the-scene photos work great. I'll give you an example. I recorded an Internet Marketing Association webinar here in early 2014, and as I was recording it, and I didn't take a photo of this, so here's a good example that we have to think about these things. I was recording it, and the person I was recording with, he was out on the West Coast, I'm in Iowa, and I put the slides on the top of my fridge. I was in the kitchen, top of the fridge, I had my phone in my hand, I was on the phone in front of my mouth, talking to it like a microphone, and I was advancing the slides on the top of my fridge. So think standing desk, but the fridge. Good, would have been a good photo to show how the podcast was produced, right? Just, it would have been kind of nice. It would have made me look human. It would have made me look, look, this is how we do it. It's no, I got a kitchen like many others, and this is how I did it. Just put on top of the thing, on the top of the fridge. Wasn't an official studio. In fact, most podcasts you don't need a studio for anymore. You can just use your iPhone, and it works just fine. But it's a behind-the-scenes photo I didn't take. I wish I would have. Could have asked my wife, said, hey, could you just take a quick photo of what I'm doing? I want to post this to promote the podcast or to talk about how you can record podcasts or not podcasts, webinars just about anywhere nowadays. You know, I probably will do a podcast, a webinar at one point here while I'm traveling. So I can probably take a photo of me sitting on a patio or something somewhere in a warm climate, and you know, still show something behind the scenes. So that's another thing to think about: behind the scenes, what illustrates the story. If it's a story you're actually sharing that happened, remember to take a photo while it happened. I remember when I was participating in a fresh produce drive, we took pictures of all the fresh produce and how people were carrying it around. So, you know, easy enough with our phones. Phones do a nice job. They're a good storytelling tool, and they will help us share authentic stories. Christoph Trapp, the Authentic Storytelling Project. Thanks for listening.